Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, whole body smiles and frowns, or a new way of talking. Well, folks, some of you know that my mom is 97, has Alzheimer's, is less and less verbal and logical. She's now in a residential healthcare facility, a nursing home. This has been a very hard journey for her and for me. One of the most difficult things has been being with her when her words are nonsense. She starts a sentence, three or four words, then says unrelated words or just sounds. What does she mean? What can I say back? For a long time, I felt frustration, sadness, even despair. But I've discovered that we can converse and both feel good if I just let go of her words, tune in to her emotional message, and respond from there. I had to let go of my idea that as a grown woman, she should talk sensibly and understand me. Attuning emotionally now, I'm surprised that once in a while, she listens to my emotions and responds to me from there. For example, last week, we were lunching. Now, she eats extremely slowly, almost one grain of rice at a time sometimes, no kidding. I was getting antsy because of other obligations, but hadn't said anything. Somehow, she knew and said, "Do you have to go home now to your family?" Wow. The other day, I went back for lunch. She was at her table. I was expecting her usual greeting for me, which I call her whole body smile. It's wonderful. She lights up, looks right in my eyes, beams a smile, coos. Oh, you're here. So good. Ooh. And stretches out her arms and hands to hug me. Oh, you're here. And I smile back and hug and kiss her. Hi, sweetie. Nice to see you. But this day, she was slumped, eyes closed, not eating the lunch in front of her, even though eating is one of the few things she still enjoys. I thought she might even be sleeping, so I gently said, "Hi, sweetie," patted her shoulder, being watchful because doing this a while back, she clocked me one, really. No response from her. Rubbed her back, more kisses, got her hearing aid on, more soothing words, eyes still clamped shut. No change in her slumped body. Then, a nursing aide told me she had to be a bit forceful cleaning her up in the bathroom, and Mom went into this whole body frown. Another five or so with no response from her, and I said goodbye and headed out the door. Getting on my bike, the aide comes out and says, "She's looking for you now, Rich." Went back, loving eyes, gentle smile, soothing tones and kisses, love pats, and a very pleasant meal. Who knows when will be the last time? I'm careful not to exhaust myself, to both care for myself and do the best I can caring, hoping our kids and theirs will learn this talking without words. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.